we are going to learn probably one of the most famous questions of the debate between the Chachamim and of the Goyim and the Tzaddik Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. And according to many Mefarshim, this is a real yesod of the debate. And we are going to learn two ways to understand the question and the answer. But there are many for this specific one especially. The Gemara tells us that the Goyim brought Rabbi Yeshua two eggs. And they asked him, can he tell which egg came from a black hen and which egg came from a white hen? That was the question that they asked him. To which he brought them two pieces of cheese, and he said to them, which is the cheese from the black goat and which is from the white goat? Now, the question of eggs and cheese, what did they want to prove to him and what was he trying to prove back, is the subject of much debate, even in the Mefarshim. We're going to start with the Me'as Shiloyach, where he says that they were debating the Bechira of the Eibishter and Bnei Yisroel. We say that the Eibishter chose Yidin regardless of our actions. Even before we do any mitzvahs, the Eibishter still chooses and loves Bnei Yisroel. And they were challenging that foundation. Is it really true that Hashem loves Yidin without any action? Let's see it inside. Amar lonu, they brought out the two eggs to, as if to say, Hevdil ben shtei tinoikes b'shas leidoson, ve'echad goy ve'echad Yisrael, koydim shezeh po'al toy v'zeh po'al ro. How can you say that the Eibishter loves the Yidin more than the goy, even before the Yid does a mitzvah and a goy does an aveira? How can you say that? And that was the idea of the two eggs. Because eggs show on the beginning of creation, because the chicken is in the egg. And therefore they're saying, can you tell which one is black and which one is white? Meaning there's no difference. And how could you say that the Eibishter loves the Yid more than the Goy? And in order to understand the answer, you have to understand a very, very important foundation. And that is that this exact fact, that there seemingly is no difference between the Yid of the Goy, actually brings out the Bechira of Hashem. Yidin have a Neshama and a Guf. The Eibishter doesn't need to choose our Neshama. The Neshama chooses Hashem. What do I mean by that? If someone gives you two choices, you have $1 million and $1. Can you realistically say that you chose the million? No, the million chose you. You obviously were naturally turned to the $1 million. Only when two things are seemingly equal, where one does not stick out over the other one, can you actually use the word Bechira, the choosing. Choosing only takes place when there are two equal things. There is nothing that equals the Neshama of a Yid. So for that, the Eibishter doesn't have to do Bechira, because the Neshama is just amazing. It's actually the Guf of the Yid, which the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, Nidme b'chumriyusa l'gufa is umaysa oylam, that our body, at first glance, looks very much like a goy's body. With what is a yid's body different? And that's where the true bechira of the Eibishter is. In other words, it's a very hard thing to understand, but that is the point. That the true bechira is that even though you can't tell the difference, and even though seemingly they're the same, the Eibishter still chooses us. And this is what he's answering them about the cheese. He explains that cheese represents a deep level of chokhmah. And it takes a deep wisdom to understand this fact that the Eibishter truly was boicher in Bnei Yisroel. But that's a very nice pshat. But I think the most amazing pshat in this question is actually found in the Marsha, and it's a very, very deep inyan, and it's actually connected to Tishrei, which is coming up, and connected with the inyan of Moshiach. And that is, you have to understand that Chazal tell us that there are certain eggs that take 21 days to give birth. Now, in Yiddish history, in the Jewish calendar, we have two periods of 21 days. We have black days, which are the 3 weeks, from Shivasar B'Tammuz through Tisha B'Av. So that's like the black egg. And we also have the good 21 days. From Rosh Hashanah through Hoshana Rabbah is Tchaf Aleph Yoim. And therefore, there are two periods of 21 days, which represent the white egg. There's two parts, there's two eggs over here. And let's see what he says. What was their point? They were acknowledging the fact that Yidden have two periods of 21 days. Look four lines in. V'kach amru loy, and this is their intention when they told him. Hare tirei bei, here are two eggs. Shatulda mi beis zugisa, heim kulam levonim, v'ein nikir eze mi ashchoira, ve'ezim halavana. Kein ein lechem heker, ki mikra echad yikra es kulam. Sha'aparonies va'toyves shomim b'yomim b'shir echad, zeka zech of alef yoim. Ve'ein kan mokim tikva lechem. They were telling him, being that the black egg, the black days and the white days, in other words, the 21 days of good, and the 21 days of seemingly negative are equal, and they both produce the same egg. Therefore, Yidden don't have a chance because their schusim of the 21 days of Tishrei are wiped out by the 21 days of Shivasar B'Tammuz to Tisha B'Av. So all our merits are wiped out by the negative. So they're, because we have equal forces of Kedusha and Klipa, and they're the exact same amount of days, so therefore, with what schusim do Yidden have to get out of Golos? With what schusim do Yidden have to get the brachas of Hashem? Seemingly, our negatives and our positives are equal, and once they're equal, we have nothing left to be a keli for the bracha. And this is his answer is about the cheese. Now, this is very, very important. And he told them like this. He didn't just say cheese. He said cheese from a black goat and a white goat. What was his point about these goats? On Yom Kippur, one of the big avoides was the avoid of the Shnei Asi'irim, the two goats. One goat ends up Lashem. One goat ends up as the big carbon for the Eibishter. And one goat ends up La'azazel, gets thrown off the cliff and destroyed, which that was part of the kapara of Bnei Yisrael. So the goat which had the name La'ashem, that represents the white goat. The goat that has the La'azazel obviously represents the black goat. Let's see that inside. Heim beis se'irim she'yuvil Bnei Yisrael bein B'yom HaKippurim, HaChivrata, Hishohoysel HaShem, the white one, went to the Hashem. Now, even though one was black and one was white, what did they produce? What was the cheese that came from them? What does that mean? A lot of people look at the Lazozel as something negative, but that's not true. The carbon that went to Hashem and the carbon that went to Lazozel were trying to produce the same result, and that is that Yidden should be forgiven. As a matter of fact, it says that when the carbon Lazozel went down, the string turned white to show that Hashem forgave the Bnei Yisrael. So both avoidas, whether they are dark, whether they are white, really are producing brachas for the Yidden. Shegam asor la'azazel ayumal bin avnisein shal Yisrael. Even the sor la'azazel brought white, brought tzchusim for the Yidden. Like it says, that they would have a string, and when it reached the midbar, it would turn white. So what's he trying to bring out? He says, the same way you see that the sor la'azazel, which seemingly is a negative thing, really is positive. It's two approaches to bring Yidden forgiveness. Sometimes we do it through active tshuva of bring a carbon, and sometimes we have to have tough times. Hashem brings us tshuva through La'azazel. The same is true with the 21 days of mourning and the 21 days of Tishrei. They're not on two opposite sides of the fence. They're both positive avoidas for Bnei Yisrael. Sometimes we serve the Eibishter and we wake up through Simcha, through Tishrei, and sometimes we wake up through mourning, through Tisha B'Av. But it's not a negative force against the Yidden. They're both trying to accomplish Chusim for the Yidden. Look inside. The two eggs. They're both here to accomplish white eggs. Why? The same way that the 21 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yishayne Rabo told this Libun, Oven, V'kapora Aleyen, they both bring forgiveness for the Klal Yisrael. Kein Gam Yemei Chof Alfiyev Poronius, also the 21 days, they're not negative forces. The 21 days from Shivasar B'Tamuz till Tisha B'Av, Hoya told this Libun Avoynes, they also bring about the forgiveness for Bnei Yisroel. Ki atzoreis v'yisurim mechaprim. Because everybody knows that sometimes in order to get the true kapara, there is suffering. There is tzoreis. But it's all from the same loving Father. The same Eibishter who gave you Tishrei is the one that gave us Tisha B'Av. It's the Eibishter working on both fronts, just like the Sor LaHashem and Sor LaZazel, that they're not one good avoida and one bad avoida. They're both two good avoidas of the Beis HaMikdash. You need them both in order to bring the kapara for Bnei Yisrael, in order for Yidden to get their full forgiveness and atonement. The same is true with the 21 days of Tishrei, which is obviously a very positive inyan, which brings about the kapara for Bnei Yisrael. But also the 21 days of Shivasar B'Tamuz through Tisha B'Av, they also bring about Tzchusim and Brachas for the Yidden. Which this is a very, very important hashkafa of how we have to look at Golos B'Chlal. A lot of people look at it that Golos and Geula are two opposites. One is exile and one is redemption. The Rebbe says if it would be two opposites, they wouldn't have the same letters. The words Geula are found in the words Geula. The only difference is one Aleph. But if you take the Aleph out of Geula, you have the same letters as Goyla. How can that be? If there are two opposites, how can they have the four of the same components? But the answer is that the Eibishter is Golos, is not either a bad in its entirety. It's not here because of evil. It's here to bring us to Geula. The way we get to Geula is through Goyla. Sometimes we have to go through the challenges, the suffering, the hardships. But that's only that we can bring that extra Aleph and change from Goyla to Geula. And that is our main avoida, to bring the Alufei Shel Olam and change from Goyla to Geula.